This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today, we're going to be talking about empowerment of our children. You know, about motivating them, inspiring them to be the best they can be. And, you know, when we're growing up, and I know that all of us have been children at one time, right? And many of us have our own children now. And growing up is tough, you know, understanding how to deal with situations, how to mitigate situations, how to follow or what to do, and how to understand where we stand. And as a child, what are our values? We begin to learn that as we get older and older. But in the process, a lot of times we listen to other adults, we listen to our parents, we listen to people that we look up to. And I find it interesting because today I'm actually interviewing a new author, a mother of two, a wife, a business owner, and Crystal Bussell is a very inspiring lady that just created a book called The Cherry Larrys versus Poison Berry. And we're going to be talking about that today, as well as the reasons why she wrote the book, the background behind the story, and her care about helping children understand not only who they are, but how to be true to themselves. Crystal, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing
great.
I'm
happy to be here. I'm excited. It's an honor.
I'm just glad to have you on the show, and I love the book. It's great, and I know that
you.
When did you write the book?
I actually wrote the book last year during COVID. Myself, my day job, I am a postal worker, so when the pandemic shut down, we were working 13, 14 hours. My husband had just got into a car accident, and we were losing family left and right. The kids were away from their friends. You know, they lacked that social communication skills, and they kind of lost interest in reading and writing. And that's something that my husband and I are a big advocate for. So writing the book was kind of my way of giving them encouragement, you know, and trying to make reading a fun thing for them. You know, I want them to get excited about reading.
I think that's powerful. And you've been through a lot. I mean, going through the COVID and everything that happened to your family, immediate and non-immediate family, that must have been stressful and scary. And then being able, though, to use some of that energy to really channel that into something that can really benefit children.
Yes. It was challenging. But, you know, we kind of used that time to bring ourselves closer together. And, you know, that made a big difference. And I knew that my family wasn't the only family going through it, and that was impacted the way that we were. So I kind of wanted to do this not just for my family, but for other families as well.
I think that you can probably vouch for this, is that, you know, going through that process, many of us were concerned. It's the first of its kind to ever go through something like that. And I think people, I think most of us felt kind of small, right, walking through that. And so This is your way of trying to empower the children, right?
Yes. A lot of the times as adults, we kind of forget that kids are human beings as well. You know, they have the same emotions and feelings that we have, but they aren't able to process it in the way that an adult can. So, you know, it's kind of different. They know what they're feeling, but they can't figure out the way to illustrate it to others in a, you know, fashion. So I kind of made the book fun and exciting, and it's all of the books are geared towards life lessons and things that kids go through, and it has a healthy way to kind of navigate through those situations.
You're right. It's like we kind of take for granted sometimes realizing that kids, you know, they have the same emotions as us, but it's so hard to process it. And I know growing up, and I'm sure you agree, you know, it was hard because I think a lot of it was anger when we were kids because we didn't know how to deal with it. And so when something felt overwhelming, we either got angry or shut down, and it was hard to be able to process that. And so I like the fact that your book is, you know, and I love your quote, children's book that educates, entertains, inspires, and ignite the super within. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about the super within. Tell me what that means to you.
Igniting the super within is sparking that, the best version of yourself, the bringing forth the imagination, you know, all of the greats throughout history. Everything starts with an idea. An idea is sparked from your imagination. And, you know, sometimes kids don't have a place to where they can go to be safe and just kind of let loose and be themselves.
I agree with you, Crystal, because I feel like there's not a lot of places and books and that sort of thing where kids can really just kind of let loose. And I think also, you know, having that safe place where the story is a story that's not only entertaining, but there's not any sort of anything besides what's good for the kids in the book. And that's what I thought was interesting is that, you know, your story is very wholesome, I guess is what I'm saying. And that's a good thing because parents can trust the fact that when their children are reading this book, it's a safe place where it's a safe environment, but it's also teaching them something in a very safe way.
Right. I agree.
So it's like, so let's talk about how the title came about, because I thought that was quite interesting. The Cherry Larrys versus Poisonberry. Tell me more about how that all came to fruition.
The Cherry Larrys was a nickname given to my children by my husband when they were toddlers. He would always sing songs that would rhyme. It would be Cherry Larry Jerry, looking like a berry, and the kids would always laugh. As the kid grew, so did the Cherry Larry phrase. If we were illustrating right from wrong, we would say, we don't want to be bad berries. Or if the children were whining, instead of saying stop whining, we would say, we don't want to be cryberries. You know, now that the boys are 6 and 9, they really are intrigued by what the Cherry Larry really means. So, you know, I decided to give them the answers that they seek by turning them into cool superheroes with a definition and a purpose.
And I like the superhero concept because I think all of us can be superheroes. I think all of us are superheroes. We just have to find that within ourselves. And it takes a village to do that, right? Because if parents don't share that with their kids, the kids will never know that that's an option. So the idea behind the book, and I love it, is that these, so the characters in the book actually become superheroes.
Yes. They are faced with a decision. Someone that they look up to, that they admire, near and dear to their lives, makes some bad choices and decisions, and they have the, you know, they have to decide whether or not they're going to appease and, you know, go with what they know is wrong or stand up and do what's right. And, you know, that's a hard thing, especially when you kind of put someone in a idolized, you know, frame and mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's kind of, you know, not just for children, but adults as well. You know, we try to appease others to make us happy when it's like, you know, we know certain things that we're supposed to do. And with them being children, you know, and there are certain things that you can do to, you know, better a situation. But then sometimes you have to go to another source. If I can't do it, I know someone who can, you know.
And I like the piece in the story about someone, especially when we're children and young adults, when we look up to someone, you know, and being able to see the difference between right and wrong. And I like, that's what I really like about the story is there's that depth there where it's like, okay, these particular characters have been looking up to this person, and the person they're looking up to is making a poor choice. And how do you go against that, or how do you stand up for your values? And I think essentially that's what you're saying. And so very early in the story, your main characters have to stand up for what they believe in no matter what.
Yes. And, you know, that's a hard decision, and it takes a lot of courage to do it. And, you know, that's something that you have to look deep inside yourself. And, that, you know, that's why one of the things I like to say is a superhero doesn't necessarily have to have a costume or a cape. It's what's inside of you that makes you the superhero. So that's where I came up with the, you know, ignite the super within.
I like that. It's not about the outside. It's not about the way that someone dresses. It's about what's inside of you and your heart, your mind, and your soul, and how you act and what you do.
Absolutely.
I love the concept of, also throughout the book, you know, our superheroes have, you know, a normal life as well. Like, they're allowed to, you know, experience kind of, what would you say? I don't know if it's insecurity or nervousness when a girl comes around. I thought that was pretty cute, actually. And I think it's so true, because at a young age, that's something that does happen for sure. And then I like how they are able to also, you know, help their other fellow students in their class.
Yes. Yes, I absolutely agree. The kids, the situations that you see in the book are the situations that, you know, kids go through every day. It's an everyday thing, you know. You have a crush on someone, you don't really know how to act around them, you know, that can, you know, be a challenge within itself, especially, you know, growing and maturing, going through puberty, all of those stages and phases. And then you have the two characters, the main characters, they make the choice once they've stood up for what they believe in to now help others in their town, you know, and protect their town from wrongdoings of others. So, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's awesome. And it also shows that it doesn't matter how old you are, or how small or tall or whatever you are, you still have power to make change.
Absolutely, yes. I agree.
I like how this is inspirational, because I think that, and I know that since you have two children, you saw it firsthand. You know, when your kids had to stay home from school, you know, what was that impact on them? Was it, I mean, did you see them saddened because they weren't with their fellow students? I mean, how was their emotional impact from that?
Their emotions were all over the place. You know, they were sad, distraught, you know, because we were dealing with a lot of other things, not being able to see their friends, family, and a lot of people passing, not being able to say goodbye. You know, that's a big impact on anyone.
You're so right, Crystal. When we return, we're going to be talking more about that, because I believe that this situation impacted many of us, and Crystal's voicing what a lot of us have gone through, what a lot of our children have gone through, what a lot of our family have gone through, especially if you've lost a family member to COVID, you understand exactly what we're talking about here. So stay tuned, because Crystal's going to be here the whole hour. We're going to be talking about the Cherry Larrys versus Poison Berry. She also has another book coming out, too, as well. And we're going to be talking about kind of the background about where the ideas came from, the concepts, And kind of where we're going with all this stuff to really empower and make changes within our world. Stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with a life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, Crystal has joined me. Crystal is the author of The Cherry Larrys versus Poison Berry. She has another book coming out, too. But right before the break, we were talking about the impact of how COVID not only impacted her, but also impacted her two children. Crystal, you know, when we were talking about that earlier, What were the emotions that you were seeing your children go through when they were unable to go to school and hang out with their fellow students?
I saw them go from sadness to grief to anger, you know, just completely distraught, because there was a lot of things going on all at the same time. It was, you know, losing family, friends, not being able to say goodbye to anyone. And then, you know, not being able to know when you would be able to see, you know, your loved ones or your friends again. And so, you know, my husband and I, we kind of sat down and talked with them to kind of, you know, help them through their emotions, you know, because it was a tough time for all of us. And that was, you know, the one thing that brought us together. And I figured, you know, this is the perfect time to kind of give everyone, you know, make this book not just a standalone, but a series so that other families can enjoy it and, you know, have the same togethership that we have.
I think it's amazing because it's so timely. And that's what I think really was interesting, is that it did give us a chance, if we used that time in our life properly, it did give us a chance to not only connect with our family, but maybe connect in an amazing way, maybe for the first time even. Do you feel like you and your family got a lot closer throughout that time?
Yes, I do feel like my family got a lot closer. You know, you could know someone their whole lives, and until something like this happens, you know, you don't really get to know them on a deeper level like you did, you know, previously. So we kind of, you know what makes us tick, what doesn't, you know, and we can, you know, tell when someone's having a bad day, how to fix it, those type of things. But it overall has made our relationship better.
So more on more solid ground, and I think that's amazing, because I have heard that from many parents. I've heard that from a lot of the listeners here on Live Your True Life Perspectives, where in the beginning it was like a little bit of fear, you know, kind of worried about what was going to happen. But then all of a sudden, out of that fear and worry came new ways of connecting and really working toward it, maybe more than ever.
Yes.
So let me ask you, how important do you think imagination is for anybody?
I think imagination is important for everyone. You know, Oprah once said, the biggest adventure that you can take is to live your life in your dreams, you know. And to do that, a dream is just, you know, another part of your imagination. So, you know, without an imagination, we wouldn't have an Albert Einstein, a Stephen Hawking, an Elon Musk. You know, so imagination, I feel, is a vital key, especially for young children.
I totally agree with you, Crystal. When we return, Crystal and I are going to be continuing to talk about her book, where the concepts came from, you know, some of the challenges that Crystal faced while creating these books, and how she's spreading the word as well. And also, you know, some ways that parents can connect with their children better on a more personal level, where we understand where they're coming from, and it even makes it easier for them to express themselves and for us to also understand where they're coming from. So stay tuned. Don't change the channel, because we got a lot going on here. So stay tuned. We have a lot more to talk about. Also, where you can find the book, how you can connect with Crystal, and a lot more, and some nuggets of wisdom. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is spending the weekend in Camp David after spending the week promoting the coronavirus vaccine. Speaking in Atlanta on Friday, he offered comfort to Asian Americans in the wake of the shootings there that left 8 dead, including 6 Asian women.
Our silence is complicity. We cannot be complicit. We have to speak out. We have to act.
Detention centers across the Southwest at the border are filling to capacity as hundreds of migrant children and families come across to the U.S. every day. House Republican Byron Donald of Florida spoke on Fox.
Anybody with two eyes can see that this is out of control, and it's all because of Joe Biden and his decision to unwind every protection detail, every situation, how you control the border, every protocol that was put in place by the Trump administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about imagination, about really connecting with your children, about giving them the tools to feel powerful. Many of us have gone through extreme changes during the COVID situation, being at home, and many of our kids in homeschool having to learn from home through a computer, not able to spend time with their friends and family. And it's very interesting how we are able to really connect right now, and how we've been able to connect as far as being able to understand each other and develop an even more relationship with them if we took the time and really made that happen. I know that there was a lot of fear in the beginning of the situation, but I think that a lot of you out there, a lot of the Live Your True Life listeners, really worked on that and said, okay, I know that I'm in fear, and I know that we're going through a lot of changes, but what can I do to really bring my family together? What can I do to empower my children? And so Crystal's here. Crystal is the author of the Cherry Larry's versus Poison Berry, and she wrote this book in March of 2020, the beginning of COVID, and she wanted to do that to educate, to inspire, and to ignite the super within. Crystal, great to have you back on the show. And you know, right before the break, we had been talking about, you know, the power of imagination. And how imagination can really make so many changes in our life. And I love that quote that you offered from Oprah. You know, do you feel that inspiring children to imagine really gives them the tools to maybe make their life even better or be able to create the things that, you know, they want to create?
Absolutely. I believe that there is no dream, no thought that comes within yourself that you can't outwardly manifest and go after. You know, it was given to you for a reason, you know, and that is your reason, you know, your purpose. That is you contributing and being a service to the community and to the world. And it starts with your imagination.
So the concept is that if you can imagine it, you can actually create it.
Yes, if you can believe it, you can achieve it, you know. That cheesy thing. But it's true, though, you know. Think about what if, you know, Elon Musk said it was too hard. Mm-hmm. If Stephen Hawking, despite, you know, his ability, said it was too hard.
That's true. I mean, and I agree with you because, and I know, yeah, that you're like that cheesy saying, but yeah, you're right. It really is true because if we can, and I feel that a lot of times in our society, I feel like a lot of the entertainment, and I'm not saying across the board, but I'm saying some of the entertainment is a little bit, pedestrian. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't open our mind. It actually closes our mind.
Right.
Right. And so it's like when you give, children, content that opens their mind to opportunity, that's something that can spark that imagination that can lead to these world changers and doing the right thing and creating things that really do better our society and better humankind.
Yes. And, you know, children are our future. So it is up to us to instill in them while they're young the keys to a fundamental success in life.
Very true. Very true. Let me ask you, what were some of the challenges that you faced? Because I know being a new author and going through the timing that you did, you know, through COVID, what were some of the challenges that you faced while you were creating this book?
Some of the challenges that I faced were, you know, getting it printed. Editor, it was the entire process. I thought, hey, well, this is something, you know, I went in it naively and I was, hey, I got this great book. I think, you know, I want to impact world with it. I think if I just write a book, and just publish it, that it would just be easy peasy. It was not at all. there were so many steps and I had to learn everything from scratch. You know, it took a lot of time away from my children, and it had me, in a sense, feeling as if I was kind of putting them on the back burner. So, you know, for a slight moment, it was a hard adjustment to kind of balance my work life / publishing. Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Yeah, you had your job and then you're overworked at that job, dealing with the COVID thing, having the children at home learning, you know, via technology. Your husband had been in an accident, and on top of that, y'all have been dealing with the deaths of some of your family members, and you're writing a book and learning the process of publishing and writing.
Yes.
Did you want to take on anything more on top of that, or?
No, I think I had quite enough. You know, I got through it through the skin of my teeth. It was all love and support.
I love it. I love it. But that's a lot. And see, that's the challenge that a lot of folks have, and that's what you have to push forward. And I understand. I've been a writer. I've written two books, and I have two more that I'm writing. And gosh, these last two are like labors. But you're right. It's overwhelming because it's just one more huge thing. But you have to do because it's, you know, like your whole entire body, your being's like, I have to do this as far as purpose is concerned. You know, when you think about purpose too, when it first flashed into your brain about doing this, did this really connect with a higher purpose for you immediately?
It did. When I wrote it, cause I wrote the first two books within, 10, 20 minutes together.
Wow.
And it came so naturally to me, and I had this thought, like, I could be, because when I was growing up, I looked up to Mr. Rogers, you know, LeVar Burton. I looked up to those type of people. And, you know, I've had this feeling that I could be that for this new voice, you know, kind of stray them away from the technology. Because if we can give them the same thing that they're getting in technology in a book, you know, that will now expand their mind.
When I was growing up, too, you know, Mr. Rogers, all those things. I mean, I remember, like, Sesame Street and all that stuff that inspired me as well. And it was a safe place to go where there was learning. And I just can't believe that you wrote this one book in 20 minutes. I mean, that's insane. Did it just come right out on paper and you were like, bam, this is it. This is it.
Yeah. I kind of had an idea of where I wanted to go with it, and it just kind of... just let my mind flow.
How did you come up with the idea for the illustrations? Where did those come from, your mind's eye, or where did that concept come from?
No, my family, we kind of promote healthy living. My husband used to be a personal trainer before he went to the service. So, you know, ever since my children, you know, were small, that's all we did. You know, the smoothies, the protein shakes, you know, the meal prep and those things. And, you know, people being at home, just kind of eating a lot of fast food. You know, we kind of wanted to make eating healthy, you know, fruits and vegetables a cool thing. You know, there was the VeggieTales, you know, when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were, like, cute and stuff. But, you know, we wanted to make it cool. And funny. So I had a lot of puns in the book. So, like, one of the bad guys' name is Dr. Winslow Wretched, but it's spelt different. There's a Rotten Tomato. His name is Mr. Hines, like the ketchup, but it's obviously, you know, spelled different. You know, just fun ways to kind of, you know, keep the kids cool and encouraged.
I like that. And I like the idea of healthy living, too. I think that's so important because nowadays with the fast food, and it's interesting how a lot of people think that, oh, well, I can't eat well, or I can't eat, you know, what's good for me. And it's amazing how what I've found is that when you go into the store, actually the stuff that's the best for you, the food that's just high quality, that's just vegetables and things like that, it's the cheapest thing you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's wild because everybody's looking, you know, they're like, I was like, well, no, steak is not healthy. You know, people start, they misconstrue good or a certain quality food or what it is with healthy. And it's like, actually, the healthiest food is actually the cheapest food. And it's interesting how it's not marketed that way. And so it's always been important, right, for your family to be healthy and fit. And I like how that kind of comes through in the storyline.
Yes. Yes. We've always tried to, you know, promote health, you know, because, you know, the saying health is wealth. So, you know, being healthy externally and internally.
I agree with you on that. What are some of the ways that you are spreading this message? You know, I'm interested in that. Is it a grassroots effort, or what are you doing to be able to spread this message that you're offering the children and empowerment?
Well, one of the ways that I'm spreading the message is I created a publishing company, and I, you know, look for like-minded individuals with the same goals and purpose as far as the book goes, and publish them for them. I do a lot of community events. I give back a lot. Actually, next week I have another fundraising event for this nonprofit that my friend has, and I'm going to do that. So it's just kind of me being out there. I'm more of a hands-on person, but I do have some, you know, interviews. This lovely radio station, you know, interview with you. I have a television, several television events coming up. So, you know, just any way that I can.
That's great. It's getting the word out, getting it on all types of, you know, radio, TV, all that's powerful. You know, it is all about inspiration, inspiring. And I feel that when you have a message like this, you know, it has to get out. When are you releasing? I know that you were saying something about your next book. When does that come out?
Well, the Cherry Larry's book two, A New Evil Rises, I'm going to actually do a Kickstarter for it so that they'll be able to pre-order the book before it's available to the public. And with this being a superhero series, I thought in the Kickstarter, why not honor everyday heroes? So you guys will be able to back and pledge a name in the book. You know, as far as the Heroes Hall of Fame, you can get a character drawn, you know, all sorts of good things that not only would be good for kids, but just the family in a whole.
That's cool. I like that. That's interesting. So actually it's kind of a grassroots effort as far as, you know, and also you can actually have a character or something named after you or a look or kind of a look of a character that's kind of neat. That gives people the opportunity to feel part of the second book.
Yes.
That's neat. Yeah, because I feel that, you know, these types of books do inspire, and I feel like, you know, it really does share the fact that, you know, no one is too small to do big things. And I know that reading is so important to you. And you said that reading is a fundamental way to success.
Yes.
And do you feel that reading not only inspires, but what do you think reading does for a child?
Reading, well, it's proven that reading, you know, the more you read, the more you expand your vocabulary. The more you expand your vocabulary, the more you expand your mind. The more you expand your mind, you're now open to situations. The more you're able to handle difficult situations and easy situations. You know, reading proves it's been proven that, you know, the more you read, the more success you'll have later on in life. So that's why, you know, I'm so adamant about it as a child. You know, we want to set them up for success.
I agree with you. So we're going to be talking a lot more. So don't change the channel. We got more with Crystal because it's all about success and creating the success and allowing the children to feel success and be in an environment where they feel success. I feel that this interview is so important because I think that right now more than ever we are trying to create an environment that inspires. I think that we've seen so many changes, and the changes that we went through, we didn't know that we were going to partake in, and life has really shifted. And I think many of you listening to the show right now, your life has shifted in massive ways, and sometimes we don't see it because we're in it. We're living in it day to day. However, if we were to step back and look at it, almost like if we were looking into a movie, we would see how our day to day life has changed, how our emotions have shifted, how the depth of our experience has shaped us. We would also look and see how life is not the same. Things have changed. And how that has impacted our life on a daily basis, how that impacts our thoughts on a daily basis. And how it impacts our purpose and direction, because I think many of us have a fire under our butt right now to create some amazing things because we realize that we have that time. We're here right now. We're healthy and able, and so we might as well take the time to create that. So when we return, we'll be talking about golden nuggets of thoughts that Crystal has that she wants to share with our listeners, also where to find the book and how to connect on social media. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, I'm going to be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking with Crystal, and Crystal has the book, The Cherry Larrys versus Poison Berries. She's also the author of another book that they're going to be raising some awareness on Kickstarter as well. Crystal, let me ask you, you know, I'm very interested because everything that you've been through and the inspiration and the purpose that you have, what are some golden nuggets of wisdom that you would like to share with the Live Your True Life listeners?
That's a great question, Ashley. Some golden nuggets that I would like to share would be never stop learning and growing as a person, to always strive to be the best version of yourself.
I love that. I love that. And it's about striving to be better than you were yesterday, not about competition with other people, but just yourself.
Right. Right. Yes.
What are some ways that you think that parents can better connect with their children on a personal level?
Well, you know, when we have a child, you know, they're not born with an encyclopedia or a handbook, you know, like you would get furniture. So, and there's no one size fit all for parenting, but what we can do is to, you know, have daily check-ins. We can, if we don't have the answers, or if we feel as if a certain aspects that our kids may be going through that we can't relate, or it's kind of awkward to talk about, use a book to bridge that gap between, you know, your child and yourself.
I love that. I love that because it is all about connecting at a deeper level and really connecting that way. I think it's so inspiring and so powerful. Where can we find you and the Cherry Larrys on social media, Crystal?
You can find me and the Cherry Larrys at Instagram.com/Cherry Larry Adventures, Facebook.com/ Cherry Larry Adventures.
And where's your website, and where could we order the book as well?
My website is buspubpresents.com, and you can order on my website T-shirts, masks, learner resources, coloring books. You'll actually, when you go to the site, I'll have a link to where you can get connected with book number 2 pre-orders on Kickstarter, so that you'll not only have the first edition, but the second as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Oh, this has been a great show. You know, for all you listening right now, it's about inspiration, right? It's about empowering. It's about connecting with your children and your family and how powerful that is. And you're right. I love that, Crystal. You said, you know, there is no, you know, information book. There is no how you do this book when you're raising a child. And it does. I mean, it's about learning, and it's about growing together. And I'm very inspired by having you on the radio show. I'm so glad that you were able to come on today.
Thank you, Ashley. It was a pleasure to be here. I had a great time.
I love your book. Crystal, you'll have to come back on for sure.
Absolutely. Anytime for you, Ashley.
You're awesome. You're awesome. If y'all been listening to the interview, you understand that Crystal is really, she's inspiring. She's creating this drive, this inspiration to ignite the super within. And I think all of us can really benefit from that, because we all have a superpower. We all have something within us that's more powerful than we even know. And we have to be able to feel that and ignite with that. And we have to be taught and trained that when we're children, because we don't know that. And as adults, many of us were not taught that either, because our parents didn't know that as well. They didn't know that they also had a superhero within, because they didn't know that they had one, because their parents didn't know they had one. So let's create this positive, powerful cycle where we end the cycle where we don't feel like we're valuable or powerful, and we begin to see that power within. It doesn't matter about a cape, like Crystal says. It doesn't matter what you wear. It's about what's within you. And that's where we need to go. That's where we need to be at. And that's how we understand who we are. We inspire those around us, and we're able to really connect and understand. And I think that's what we wanted to share today. You can check out and visit with Crystal, checking out her social media on Facebook, Cherry Larry Adventures, on Instagram, Cherry Larry Adventures. And you can also find her on her website, BUSSPubPresents.com. So I am so happy that you're able to tune in today. We have a new show for you next week. Don't miss it. Always live here. And in the meantime, it's about you being inspired. It's about you seeing your value. It's about instilling the value within your children and your family, coming closer together no matter how we feel, but becoming more vulnerable in a very positive way. That's what it's all about. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you need any more information or want to find old shows, past shows, podcasts, go to AshleyBurgess.com. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598, and begin to learn your history.